Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, yeah, I think I still have you on. Does everybody hear me? Let me see who's on here.
Assalamu alaikum. I hear you, sister. Walaikum assalam. I hear you, sister Daya.
Okay, just wanted to know if I was seeing. Okay, I'm going to start off by saying the Fatiha. You want to say it for me, Sister Quran? Or you want me to say it? Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
I asked, yes, alhamdulillah. I asked you if you wanted to say the Al-Fatiha for me, or if you want me to.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim, Mayiki Yamadin, Iyeka Nababudu, Iyeka Nesta'in, Iktina Sarata Mustaqim, Sarata Ladine Anamte Alehim, Kurim Madubi Alehim, Waladolin.
I mean, it's good to hear you saying that, Sister Quran. Alhamdulillah. Well, I will translate it in English. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherished and sustained of all the worlds. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Thee show us the straight way, where those upon whom thou hast restored thy favors on, upon those whom thou hast restored thy grace upon, whose wrath is not brought down, who go not astray. I mean, you get so used to saying it in Arabic, so you forget sometimes you have to say it in English. But welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of Concern. This is Sunday, October 22nd, 2023, and it's 7:27. I had a little hard time trying to get my computer. I'm going to have to get a new one, I guess. At heart, I'm trying to get it started up and checked in to sign in, you know. So, and then just now, since we've been on, it blanked out, so I had to go back and get it restarted again. But while the music was on, still on at the end of the music. Okay, this is the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Message of Concern is removal of all images from worship that portray divine. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine, whether these statues of white clay, black clay, beige clay, whatever. Remove all the racial images. It has to do with color. We know we just talk about the racial. It has to do with the complexion and colors. And also, we have tonight on Sunday night and Tuesday nights, the sisters who have their portion to focus on, which is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the children. The psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the children. So that's what we want to try and focus on tonight, but we know we include a lot of things besides that, because we have the war going on, and this is beginning to be a nasty thing here. And we also had the reparation going on, and the unity amongst us, period, and new things on the horizon and what we're doing. So we want to make sure that you know that if you have anything to contribute, just push 1 on your telephone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue and your mic will be turned on. Our message of concern is also sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, which is S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and A is for and M is for math. STEM STEM. S science, T technology, E, engineering, M, math. And I always say that describes our Quran and our religion to a T. Islam includes all of that and talks about all of that topics, all of those first letters. And it's also co-sponsored by Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California. So we have good sponsors here. We want to see more Sister Clara Muhammad schools being opened. We have, I think, 10 open now, 10 active ones, 10 or 12. And we have more to reopen because we had more to start with. So when things got kind of a little bad as far as finances, we had to close some down. But inshallah, they will be opened back up again too because things are changing every day. Things are changing every day amidst all the other negative that's being portrayed, you know, about the Muslims and us. But the beat goes on. The beat goes on and Allah is with us because all of this is for good reasons that we sponsor the blog, that the blog talk radio show is sponsored, being sponsored, and good reasons for us trying to teach our children and giving the teachers that they get of the teachers like them, okay, their own teachers that know and feel and are very much concerned about the upbringing of our children. And whoever wants to come, you know, they're welcome to come. You know, when I say our children, I mean all children, the world's children. But I definitely specifically, know I'm talking about the Muslim schools and our Muslim children and African-American children. You don't have to be ashamed to say that. So that's very important. And we also have the COVID that we'll be discussing, the COVID-19, with the shots for the babies, what, six weeks and all that kind of stuff, and how the school year is starting off for them, for the children that are in school, whether it be homeschool now like before, or whether it'll be in the public schools. Okay? So, anybody at any time, speak your interest and just you'll be notified. I mean, you will be recognized. You'll be recognized. Okay. We want to start off with Sister Karan. Do you have anything that you want to read for us out of the Muslim Journal? The Muslim Journal is heavy. It's mostly heavy every week as far as the education for the children. And the Gaza Strip YouTube, Facebook, papers, news, all of that. It's getting a lot of recognition now. We can take heed to that. Just take heed to it. And pay attention. You will see. I'm trying to get something to you here. Right here. I thought I may want to read that first, but it's not long. I'm going to bring that to your attention. And go back to the other things that are shorter. Sorry, y'all. My mind is a little bit off and deviated a little bit, but I'll be back on track in a second, inshallah. Be patient with me, please. Okay, it's got big announcements and everything about the Gaza Strip. A lot of stuff here.
Can you hear this, Karan? Karan, can you hear this information?
Well, I can hear you talking, but I didn't hear nothing else.
You didn't hear this a broadcast I was turned on about the Gaza Strip for you?
Oh. No, ma'am. I didn't hear that.
Can you hear anything about it now?
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe. Well, you're not going to be able to hear that. Okay, you're not going to be able to hear that one, so I'm going to have to put something else on. I wanted you to hear what they were saying live there right now. Let's see if she can't hear it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, ma'am.
Yeah, why are you getting that together? I just want to say something. I heard one of my sisters, you know, she was speaking on the Lifeline and dealing with the war. And I said to myself, when she was speaking, I said, wow, she said the same thing that I was thinking, you know? I said, she said, she was basically said the same thing as what I was saying is that what we are such, you know, I think I said it before, how pastors, people we are, and that we need to think about our own children. We need to think about ourselves. Nobody thinking about us. Every time something happens, no one comes to our aid. You know, no one comes to our aid. So, but I said, so we need to start thinking about our own children. We got children that's locked up in jail and this and that and all that. And the thing about it is, the people that we talk about helping is, the, I ain't going to say all of them now. But they let it happen. It's the one that causing a lot of our children in jail because of the drugs, because of certain things that's happening. I'm telling you. I say I don't know what's going on in y'all town, but I definitely know what's going down here in the South. And then I say if Israel is the one that controlling the United States of America, have a lot of control of the United States of America, who go in, who go export and import it, they mean that they working with them. Because that's how the drugs coming into the borderline, they have to accept it. They have to let them bring it in. And even if they bringing it in, they give it to them and they take it to our neighborhood. Why don't they take it to their own neighborhood if it's so harmless?
Right.
And they can make the same amount of money. Now that's my problem right there. How many stores you got set up that's selling it in your community? I should be able to go into your store and say I don't know what they use, whatever slick word they use, to let them know that I want a bag. That's all I got to say about that. And so to say the same thing I said, we need to start thinking about our own children. We got children locked up in jail right now. All our and I want to say one thing. I say I'm going to say it on the Lifeline. See what we're talking about doing with the Pakistanians and all that. I said my son in jail right now because of that. Because of that, he didn't want to go kill. He didn't want to kill Muslims. And that's right. I'm not saying that was wrong, but he didn't want to do that. But then what the thing about it is that when we asked for help, they said that's between you and the government.
Okay.
And so that's why I said be careful.
Yeah.
Just make sure when you go help, don't ask for nothing in return. Don't ask for their help if you need their help. Don't ask for that. because they're going to probably say that's between you and the government. They ain't going to help you. Name one to help you already besides, name one now. Then help. I know they doing everything else. That's all I got to say. I'm trying to say something good. I just don't want us to, we can't take another fall. We need to get that. And with what they want to do, give it. They ain't gave our money yet, our reparation money yet. I said, let them give our reparation money. And then we said, pay us first. You ain't pay us for the last time we was fighting a war. And I would turn the land up in the ground. And at least the soldier could say, at least give my mama their reparation money. Then I'd go down there and take care of their business. But like I said, we can't, the email worthy mom said, we don't fight against this country. This is our country. A law put in charge who he wants to be in charge. There ain't no man on this land but a law.
Mm-hmm.
He put in charge who he wants to. And the only way Satan get his power is the power we give him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we could take we can get control of this United States of America. That's what they didn't want. That's what they don't want. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they don't want you to be your children to go to school and be intelligent and smart. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
And then they know who they brought over here, and the people over there know who they brought over here. We the one that don't know who we are. And some of them don't, and the Caucasians don't know who they are either, because if they've been lied to for 1,400 years, then that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they are either.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. So the main thing we need to fight for is peace. Find out what the problem is and solve the problem. They've been in peace for 20 years. Now all of a sudden somebody breached the contract. Somebody did something wrong, and they both are, I don't care what nobody say, tell me if I'm lying, they both dealing drugs into the neighborhood, and they putting it into our neighborhood, killing our children, and we up there going to go up there and fight, get into that mess they doing in, and they both killing out, and for them strong to kill our children? That's what they doing. Mm. Who bring the drugs into the neighborhood? Who doing that? And think about it, they both said Assalamu alaikum, and they both slanging pork.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I don't think we can fight for humanity and peace. Cause they both doing drugs, and they slanging that darn pork, and they allow the image. If this country is run by, and then they got that image up there.
Yep.
That's all I could say about that.
Okay, that's good. What you were saying, I can relate to what you're saying. We have troubles here, but we won't clean ours up and get ours situated before we're going to go and run and try to help somebody else get theirs situated, what's happening in their home. We'll clean up our own home first, you know, and then we're trying to see what we could do to help somebody else. Yeah.
And Dahia. And the one that we helping is the one that putting drugs in our neighborhood, because the one that helping. They the one that bringing somebody said, tell me if I'm lying. Please help, tell me. Tell me I'm a liar. Because I'm trying to figure out where our brothers is that ain't got no education, ain't finished high school that they say. And don't have no connection with importing and exporting. Where are they getting it from?
Mm-hmm.
How they ain't got no passport, because half of them probably got a federal cases, so they can't get no passport to get out of the United States.
The meetings, meeting the shipments and all that coming in. That's what they making bargains and working together to get it here. Then they pick it up with the shipments, go out and meet the shipment when it's time for it to come in and take it on to their locales.
And then they got cows. Then they I'm trying to figure who getting the real food. Then they got cows that ain't real. They got, so they how you call that, with them, do them cows that are not real? That's what they doing. And that's the meat that we aren't supposed to eat. We only supposed to eat, Muslim only supposed to eat halal meat. That's all.
Right.
But what our poor brothers and sisters, you know, that ain't got our children. Some of them, you know, they ain't got a chance. They don't know about, some of them don't know about Islam right now. What about them?
Right. That's right.
And then when they get a certain age, they be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Daya, you remember when we was children, we didn't even get sick.
No, we didn't. That's true. Very true. Because I know I didn't never went to the hospital. And the first medicine I had was when I went to the hospital to have my oldest daughter. And I'm 79. She's 59 now. And I had never been in the hospital in a long time. I've been in when I first had my first child. She's 59 now. And I was recruiting.
And Daya, you couldn't afford to go to the hospital because they won't even let you in the hospital. They won't let you in. Down here, they won't let you in. We had to go all the way to the ninth floor. You couldn't even go to the hospital. We had to go to have babies. We weren't even allowed to go to the hospital down here. To have a baby, we had to go all the way to New Orleans to have our baby or either have a midwife. And from Baton Rouge to New Orleans is 80 miles.
What?
80, that's right, 80 miles. And then they didn't give me my proper name. Then they name us what we want to. My mama didn't want to name me the slave name. She had another name for me. But they just put down what they want to and then refused to change it. Because I asked my mom, I said, "Hi, everybody got a good name. You know, everybody got a good name, you know. But I got a name like Betsy somebody, you know." And I said, how did I get this kind of name? Like, horse, they named me Horses. And she said, I wanted to name you so-and-so, but the nurse put down that and she wouldn't change it.
Oh, no.
That's right. Caucasian nurse wouldn't even change it.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible. There, something should have really been done about that.
Alhamdulillah. That's why I changed it myself.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
I know nothing could be done about it because they didn't have that we couldn't even go to the hospital down there. And then I guess they said it was blessed that they let us, you know, went down there.
Even
the hospital
here,
down there.
Wow. Got to go where they want you to go. You can have the baby on the way, 80 miles. My goodness.
Some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had midwives too. That had also.
That's true. You make a call on them, they would be ready for them. Yeah, that's true. Sorry to hear about all of that. Now we got to talk about these drugs and all this stuff, and now they're putting some out there. It's killing off these young people like crazy. They're killing them all. As soon as they take them, go around the corner, they down. I told you about the ones happening in Los Angeles, California, where they go and get these pills, people that are on pills and then some of these other drugs and all, and it's stuff in it that kills them. It boosts the flesh causes their flesh to rot off and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you got to remember, the Latinos, they brought, they called it Mexico, so they said Latino and Mexico are different. They said that they brought a disease over here in America. It's called flesh eating.
Really?
They just started eating your flesh. Yeah, they sure did. They brought that disease over. And then they brought back the tuberculosis because at one time, they had no cases of tuberculosis. They wiped it out. They had no cases of tuberculosis. I remember that good.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they came over, they brought back tuberculosis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. TB.
The Mexicans.
Yeah. They sure did. Yep. They brought that and they got that flesh-eating bacteria that gets on your skin and it just start eating your skin up. And never did say there's any way you could stop it.
No, just get the same thing going on there.
Put some apple cider vinegar on it. I got to buy some more. Keep apple cider vinegar. It's good. Apple cider vinegar, what it does, it put back bacteria on your skin that soap and water washes away. And this is the bacteria that your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
The natural bacteria on your skin.
Right.
soap and water washes away, but the apple cider vinegar will put it back on your skin. I'm telling you, it works. And that keeps you from getting these virus that comes in into your skin.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't have open sores. Like the time you have a Band-Aid, they put a Band-Aid on a cut. That's because that is open, and the virus could get in through that opening in your skin. Alhamdulillah. You still there? I don't think we might have got cut off or something. I don't hear either. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, I think it's up to higher to go. That's why I use your phone, because mine, it don't go no higher than this. It don't go no higher. I think we got cut off. I was talking too crazy. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Cut it off there. Well, of course not. Dang, there it is. Okay.
Hello? Hello? Kron.
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Slim, my phone just clicked right off, and I had to have to call back all over again. Just clicked right off. Don't make no sense. Then you start messing up with these phones. These iPhones, they're messing up anyway, all the money you pay for them. Got to go through so many changes. I believe they got every one of them tapped some kind of way. They got messing up with these phones. I see other people that have come on. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of concern. Removal of all racial images that portray divine. Remove all images that portray divine from our worship. And psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Supposed to be the topic of today. Today is Sunday. Sundays and Mondays is when we have that particular focus on the children. It's called the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. That's what that's called. It's tonight, Sunday night, October the 22nd, and on Tuesdays, so that'll be the 24th. It'll be on again. Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. But every day we cover it all, whether it's a message of concern, whether it's about the children or whatever, we cover it all anyway. So, you know, it's just, we cover that and other things. You know, we cover the reparation, we cover the Gaza Strip, we cover the COVID-19. So, please bring your ideas and your thoughts and your comments in reference to these the current events that we have that we like to talk about. Also, you know, a lot of times we don't get a chance to get a lot of newspapers like the Muslim Journal or other things. So if we ourselves, the ones who have the paper, we can read something from it or read the issue, the current issue of it, so that others can hear. They may not get the paper themselves. So we just finished talking about the Quran just finished talking about us being concerned. Seemed like, well, not just this particular part, this particular thing, but most of the time we seem to be concerned about what's going on in other parts of the world, that we take the emphasis off of our own. And even though we are Muslims and we have Muslim brothers and sisters, Muslims in other countries, we share their
problems as far as us being sympathizers, you know, and we do what we can as far to help them as far as like they're doing now. You know, they have the write-up about the Gaza Strip and what the Muslims here in America and other parts of the world are attempting to do to assist them, which is make peace treaties. You know what I'm saying? Make some peace. I saw that today. Was it today or yesterday that I saw that? Where on LinkedIn, where they... I'm trying to get it back on now because I did have it and I wanted to read something.
Can everybody hear this? Can you hear this? I'll open everybody's mic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Can you hear
me? Yeah, I just got on a few minutes ago. Yeah, I heard you.
I'm only going to let a little of it. If you have anything to contribute or want to say about that, just call my name. Let me know, and I'll... Put a stop to this one here, and you can speak your opinion of whatever you want to say. Wow. Does anybody have anything to say about that? I'm sure probably that nobody even knew about all of that that was going on. Wow. So what do y'all have to say about that? Oh, my. Hello? Hello? Look at all the mics on. I don't know why nobody hears.
I can hear you.
Oh, come on.
I can hear you, Daya, but I don't have anything. I only got on about 10 minutes ago, so I don't know what was in the discussion.
I know.
That. So I'm just listening, but okay. I can hear you.
Okay, good, then good. All right. I was playing, this was a video that was on TikTok, as a matter of fact, and they were talking about the beginning of the Gaza Strip, the Gaza War, you know, and what happened with them, and talking about how the Israeli... in 1967, how Israel took over Gaza. That was 1967, the first incident of it. You know, it's saying that they had legal ownership. That was the beginning of it. And now, like Lauren has stated before, she said it seemed like it's been almost 20 years or so, and they must have signed some kind of a peace treaty or something between that time and now, because they've been laying dormant, you know, for all that time. Now, all of a sudden, it's sprung back up again, you know. So she was saying that what we need to do is to really concentrate and be concerned about our own over here instead of trying to clean up somebody else's backyard or instead of trying to help and assist others in other countries, you know. But we really should show some concern and interest about our own over here. And she used her son as an example, you know. And as we know, a lot of people are dying, or Palestinians are dying. What did you say, brother? What did you say, Brother Sharif?
I didn't say anything.
Somebody had said something.
I heard somebody.
That was Brother Shujah. Oh, Suja. Okay. I knew I heard somebody say something. Okay. Did he want to say something? Did Brother Suja want to say something?
No, he said he's just listening right now.
Okay. All right. Well,
I was reading myself from what I could see as far as the Gaza, with the Israelis and the Hamas. That's what I was doing. But I also got some on education here that I would like to read too for the children. And it's in the Muslim Journal. The Muslim Journal, I said, like I said, is heavy this week. And the Atlanta had the fashion show up there, Nefertiti from Atlanta here. She had the fashion show and everybody had a big, big. Okay. But I did want to read because this captured, this got my mind right here. This really did. My first soy. It's the expressions of village voices. The earth is getting a Mr. Clean out time. The earth is getting a Mr. Clean out time. It says washed away, torn away, taken apart. So we can't stop. We can't start anew. Washed away, torn away, and taken apart. So we can't start anew. A new inside and outside of everything and everybody. We're getting a chance to be restored by recollection of our behaviors, giving us a chance to reflect on the fact that our behaviors have been and still are as reckless as the hurricanes and storms and tornadoes and fires and yellow fevers and monkeypox behaviors and immoral behaviors that anything goes, behaviors without discipline. That's what our uncontrollable nature can do. That's what non-disciplined behavior also does. Out of order minds, bodies, and souls, so much uncontrollable crime guided by an out-of-order mind. So what is happening in nature is also happening in the minds and behaviors of people, past, present, and future behavior against people of the world. We are paying right now. We have to now pay it to the piper for the robbing, stealing, destroying, taking, destroying and taking. We have been had. We have been took and misled and duped and lied to. And now Mother Nature is taking it back from people of the world. Because your creator is giving us signs and consequences through destruction of nature's powerful forces, ordered by the natural angelic forces of the creator. Get it right with your creator before he take your mind, body and soul and everything about. Okay. Now, this particular person by the name of Angela Kingston is in this Muslim Journal, September 30th through October the 6th. It's the latest Muslim Journal we have, September 30th through October the 6th, and this is on page 3. So this is about this particular lady by Angela Kingston, and I want to read a bit about it. I said, misled and duped, okay. Because your creator has given us signs and consequences through destruction of nature's powerful forces, ordered by the natural angelic forces of the creator. Right, get right with your creator before he takes your mind, body and soul, and everything about, and everything away, excuse me. About Angela Marie Kingston. Sister Angela sews clothes to sell in her store, the International, and enjoys tailoring, hemming for customers. TH Store also had Islamic tapes and books. She worked with Masjid Guest Shaw in Mount Vernon, New York, with their Dawah team efforts of bringing Muslims together with cultural programs and family nights. She attended Community College of Rhode Island to continue her early childhood courses. And when she lived in North Las Vegas, Nevada, she attended Community College of Rhode Island to continue her early childhood courses, and when she lived in North Las Vegas, Nevada, she cooked food to feed the homeless and anyone who wanted a hot meal, working for Masjid as Sabra, S-A-B-E-R, Masjid, A-S, capital A-S, capital S-A-B-E-R, as Sabra gave out bags of halal meats to everyone who wanted it. The Masjid had tables set up outside of the Masjid and chairs, welcoming anyone to come have a meal. Muslims and Masjid as Sabra made everyone feel welcome, and I enjoyed serving the community, Sister Angela says. That's a good thing we can do. We don't have the El Mufanoon anymore. Sister left. We got to move out of town. 22. Let me get this continuing page 22, then I'll be at the end of this a little bit of it. Left. And I have a column, too, that I want to read to you from the Mars Cares and what we're doing over here with about the Palestinians over here. Okay. I'm cleaned out. That's not the one. No. Okay, what is this now? Well, the challenge to bond with our teenagers. That's not it. You see, sometimes they put continue on here, but then they put the wrong page number. Expression, the earth is getting a misty clean. No, that's not where we're on here. Yeah. Oh, well. There's so much to read on here. I don't have to just prolong our time. Just trying to find a little insert that we got to put in on the right page, which it gave us. But, living will make life easier. Is Sharifa on? Does she want to read? No, I don't think she's on right now.
Okay.
If Sharifa comes on and comes around and wants to read, she can.
She's not available right now, Daya.
Okay. Okay, it doesn't have to be right now. If she feels at any time while we're on, and then she can read if she would like. Okay.
Yeah, the last issue we have is September the 16th through 22nd. That's the last paper we got.
Oh, okay then. Well, I did finally get the new one, September the 30th through October the 6th. One little bit sooner than one that she has. If I had that one for the longest, one you just mentioned.
No, we didn't get the one between September 23rd through the 30th, I think it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is from the 30th, right here is what I got. Starts from the 30th.
Okay. Okay, so you got a label from there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This one starts from the September the 30th, goes to October the 6th, this one. But she's got some on here. Did I say that on the paper? It doesn't say NFL. The challenge to bond with our teenagers. Okay, very seldom have any information about teenagers, mostly about the younger ones, so we're going to check this out here. Okay. Oh, this is Sister. Okay, this is Sister Amadala. Amadala, Mildred Moore, and the Quran, and Sunni. It says, Muslim family life, the challenge to bond with our teenagers. The wealth and the children are adornment of the life of the world and the enduring good deeds, better with their Lord, better with your Lord, reward, and be true, and better hope. Okay. As our children grow and develop, the challenge of maintaining a strong bond and open line of communication concerns us, especially as they move into the teenage years. It is during these years that parents sometimes lose the bond with their children for life. Response is, to bond with your teenager, parents have to become very active with them and make the parent-child relationship fun and pleasurable. Today's society has made teenagers' relationship with friends more important and influential than the relationship with their parents. The challenge for parents is to become a friend to your teenager with help and help them choose their friends. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, the person who has a child should behave like a child with them. And this is how to bond with your teenager. Oh, Lord, I can see us doing it now. Nowadays, I don't know if this is going to work or not, trying to bond with these teenagers nowadays. Okay. And it says, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, person who has a child should behave like a child with them. And this is how to bond with the teenager. The reward of parents spending active time maintaining a connection, bonding with an enjoyable, guiding their youngster on the path of seeking the pleasure to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the example of those who spend their riches in the way of God are like a grain which grows 7 ears. In each ear, 100 grains. Yeah, let me read it in the Quran. Holy Quran. The Holy Quran. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you see anything else about? They do have about the 2023 recipients of Imam Masjid Fahim Ali Leadership in Service Scholarship announced. I see three of them on here. It says Amir Ahmed. Okay. This is Amir Forrester Musin Rashid Ahmed is the first place award recipient of the 2023 Imam Masjid Fahim Leadership in Service Scholarship. Amir is a son of Shahida Ahmed and Abigail Forrester. His mother is an esteemed educator, and his father is the chief executive officer for the Center for Teen Empowerment. In cooperation during his upbringing, Amir was taught that education is not only a fundamental human right, but also a pathway to enlightenment and a means of understanding oneself by materializing one's faith in the Almighty. Amir's mother prioritized Islamic principles in his homeschooling education, which allowed him to explore creation, embrace hands-on learning, and foster connections within the community. He had access to diverse learning environments that centered up on God conscious thinking that cultivated his personal growth and identity through his father's role at the Center for Teen Empowerment Incorporation. Amir was fortunate to be introduced to invaluable mentors who believed in his potential and offered unwavering support. Their guidance taught Amir the importance of setting goals, dreaming beyond circumstances, and embracing challenges and obstacles as opportunities that serve Amir's siblings. Both older and younger equally impact his life, while his older siblings have shown him how to navigate the world with resilience and an open mind. His younger siblings have taught him valuable lessons about the importance of setting an example for others to follow. Amir's educational hour, no, not hour, journey. You got it. Okay. Yeah, speed up. Okay. Amir's educational journey has been driven by the unwavering support of his family and a friend-rooted passion for aerospace engineering. Throughout high school, Amir had opportunities to contribute his skills and knowledge in leadership roles, academic success, and social change. He was co-captain of the first robotics competition team, which he led to make history by qualifying and competing at the district level conference for the first time in his 15-year existence, and receiving the 2023 Gracious Professionalism Award. Because of his own interest and self-motivation to learn new skills, Amir became the team's expert in 3D printing after voluntarily taking home a 3D printer from the robotics lab to learn how it worked. Amir demonstrated his leadership skills by teaching middle schoolers the technical skills of soldering and conducting workshops on electrical circuitry, and building mechanics. He also presented a robot to the local school. Wow. Okay. He says, at all times, the best gift to children from parents is their correct guidance. Said Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith related by Timothy, to raise strong Muslim children, it is essential to become actively involved with them. Studies on today's families reveal that the time spent with children daily is an average of 7 minutes for fathers and 34 minutes for mothers. Examine your family. How often does the whole family come together and talk in an open conversation that allows for real family communication? I never read all this. Confused right here. If the answer is seldom or never, then how can the family members be connected and bonded with each other? Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, indeed, among the believers with the most complete faith is the one who is the best in conduct and the most kind to his family. It's the hadith recorded. That's your man, Kenny. Let me stop right here with this. Let me stop up. Almost another whole page. Let me start. abortion, and we're going to start this year, the next day. Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Nigga, my slam, rock my chalab, better cut to. How about you, Sister Sharifa? You got something? Where is she? Sister Sharifa? Okay, when she comes back on, we'll be waiting for us. This is a long, long reading right here.
She could be going on to something else. And okay, what I'm going to do now, we have somebody got their phone open. I have someone that wants to speak, and I'm going to let them in here. This is area code 312. Is that you, Sister Sharifa? No. Area code 312. Last four digits is 5264.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That is you, Sister Sharifa. Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was trying to get in the queue. So,
okay.
And I was asking, which article were you reading? Was that the one on education?
No, this is the one that's September the 30th through October the 6th.
Right. I have that on the computer now on the digital subscription. We
okay.
didn't get it yet in the hard copy. So
oh,
where did
okay.
you stop reading? I was trying to find the page you
okay,
were
okay, I stopped reading on page
22. It's 22, but it's such a long article.
Because I said I could read part of it for you if you want me to.
Okay. Okay, that'll be
okay.
good. Let me get this
down. Okay.
The challenge to bond with our teenagers. It continues on 22.
Okay.
So I stopped right up here. Here where it says, it's the second column.
Okay.
And midway. You can call it midway, okay, right where it says, truth is powerful, only truth will stand and be respected and appreciated.
Okay.
Can you see it?
I'm looking for it. Repeat what you just said.
Okay. Just at the top of the page, the top of it right there, the second column, the top. But it says, Allah, and speak a word rightly directed. Glorious
oh,
Quran.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, yeah, just start reading up there.
Oh, okay. Tell me where
because
you're
Because I came from the other page. Huh?
Okay, and you can let me know where you'd like me to stop since it is real long.
Yeah, well, I carried on over from page 8 to here. And,
okay.
When they got down here, oh, you who believe. Okay. It's just easy. It's wrong with your community. And it's fine.
Will you start reading, please?
Okay, Allah. Go to where I mentioned up here at the second column where it says Allah and speak a word.
Okay, I'll start here. Now,
do you want to stop here? You don't have to read it all. Stop when you feel like you want to stop, and we'll continue there on the next, on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Will do. Okay.
Yeah, but you want to read that one because it is like a long column.
Okay. I'll begin now then. Allah, and speak a word rightly directed. Glorious Quran, 33:70. Taqwa, Allah of God, in our words, actions, and thoughts. Speak a word rightly directed is to speak in words that convey truth in the appropriate manner. Truth is powerful, and only truth will stand and be respected and appreciated. Healthy relationships can only be built on open, honest interchanges. An open, trusting, compassionate relationship between parents and children is vital for children's learning. To have taqwa, time, and find faith in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of life's situations.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfill youngsters' natural time of introspection and spiritual seeking with inspiration, such as from this story related in the Quran that tells how Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, quickly responded with compassionate wisdom to the youngsters who called to him. We relate to you their story in truth. Indeed, youth who believed in their Lord, and we increase their guidance, and we strengthen upon their hearts when they stood up and said, our Lord, Lord of the heavens and the earth, and never will we invoke besides him any God. Surely we would have said then an excessive lie. And when you withdraw from them, and what they worship except God, then retreat to the cave. We'll spread for you your Lord of his mercy and will facilitate from your affairs ease. Glorious Quran, that's in chapter 18, ayat 13 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your promise. Keeping promises in Islam is a sign of one's faith. When you make a promise with your teenager, keeping it has extra importance. Nothing causes more anxiety in this sensitive period. O you who believe, why do you say what not you do? Great hatred with God that you say what not you do. Glorious Quran 61. That's Surah or chapter 61, ayats 2 through 3. Encourage a sense of modesty. O you who believe, ask permission from those of your servants and those not reaching purity three times from before the Father prayer, and when you put aside your garments at the noon and after the Isha prayer. Three times of privacy for you, not on you and not on them. Any blame after that? The Quran, Surah 24, Ayat, respect your children and talk to them with good manners, said our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Children raised to maintain consciousness of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn to respect themselves and others, and are less likely to rebel against their parents and rules of the household. Respect and good interaction between parent and youngsters are key to developing the best in our children at all ages. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught that having a strong will and powerful soul observed in children from the early years and matures with good upbringing. Alhamdulillah. Do you want me to stop there or to keep reading?
No, I'm going to read from there. I'm going to read something from And it says the teenager, young adult years. Okay, is that okay?
Yes, that's good.
And it says teenagers. Okay, here we go. The teenager young adult years provides for unsurpassed opportunities to set the stage for a life of service to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in devotion and accomplishment. The responsibility of the elders is to, by the mercy and will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, direct, guide, advise, and allow the young people to make mistakes. Young people are becoming prepared for the huge responsibility of being torchbearers of Islam for our next generation, who bring Islam forward in this country and in this world. The Prophet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam / S-A-L Allahu alayhi, they're saying it out. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, was once sitting with his beloved companions, Abu Bakr and Omar and Ali, and Uthman, Radhi alayhu anhu, meaning may Allah to be pleased with them. And he said, I wish I could see my brothers. And they asked, are we not your brothers? And the Prophet says, replied. And the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, you are my companions, but my brothers are the ones who will come after me, and they will believe in me, even though they have not seen me. Okay? And the rest of this here is 8. Is references that you can check by their websites and all, in reference to what was just read. So what the Quran say about youth and kindness and love for children and the importance of talking with children and understanding. And it's got raising children, and marriage, parenthood, heavenly path, chapter 11, raising children, and daily, and these are areas. In other words, you don't have the Muslim Journal. Maybe you can call somebody, or you can call me, 404-452-3312, and I can read you off these references that you can get on your website of these people. and you can be able to understand what they're saying and the information that they give. And it says, welcome, share your personal, family, and or community concern, questions, comments, and or concerns. Email us at, I'm going to spell this, GURANADSUNNAHANSWERS@gmail.com. Wow, that's a long one. @gmail.com. Yeah. Where is it? What is it? Okay, Quran and Sunnah Answers. Oh, okay, that's good. Quran and Sunnah Answers at gmail.com. So then, okay. So that's that. With that Alhamdulillah. And look like we got through the longest pages about the teenagers that's in the paper here. So that's good. At least we got something up on them. We haven't expounded on them in a long time, in a while. Let me show you this. Okay. Anybody else have anything else, anything to say about what we've read? This is a nice column here. Okay, the brothers want to get in on the Gaza Strip or anything, because
I'm going out of the queue.
Okay, sister.
I'll press
one. Thank you, Sister
Sharifa. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Okay. Were you able to go out of it? Because if you're not,
no,
I wasn't able. I see. Let me just take it off for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take it out. I said you can go ahead. Wait a minute. Okay.
I had to turn
you on. He's on your phone. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to turn your phone on. I thought. Open your mic. Go ahead, Brother Rocky. It's on.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah says in Israel, you shall not ever kill your children for fear of indigence. We provide for them and you. This deals with the discussion of the political world of women's rights to have children and not to have children. It deals with that particularly. Thing that the political world does is they separate church and state, so they won't have to meet with the word of God Almighty, because they know they have no wins. However, in society, our children been under attack. We're attacked. They're attacked at schools. They're attacked in society. But mainly thing, the enemy knows that the way they attack our children is to get inside of their minds before the parents could really get inside of their minds. If you look at school and the way the school system is designed, me and a brother was talking earlier today, and I'm an entrepreneur if I'm not working, and I went to a daycare, and one of the new teachers, I assume she was new, she wanted to say a prayer to the children. She wanted to say the Lord's Prayer to the children. She was a Christian daycare. And the owner told her she couldn't say it because they made a law stating that you cannot use the word of God in any schooling. And it's schooling, unless if it's dealing with you learning, the children learning about history. in history, then you can talk about it. It's, you can limit your talk about God in history, or world history coming from religion. But our children are being attacked because they know that an idle mind is a devil worship ground, and they know that without the love of the word of God is endured into our children's mind, that it would bring out the best means. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, as well as his wife, Sister Claire Muhammad, may Allah have peace and blessings on them three. But they knew about the children and our education as well, but the children's education. So what they did was they started their own schools. Their curriculum was based on God first. It was based on character, morals, kindness. It was built on things that would make their child more successful in society than the European curriculum or the European system of their curriculum. I was at a meeting at the mayor's office, and they was arguing about a bill called 145 something. This was a curriculum that neither one of the parties, Democrat or Republican, or the some of the representatives or some of the people that was attained in the meeting did not know what this bill meant. So they was arguing over race, black and white. So I raised the general of this meeting that's over all of the public schools in America was, Allah had him to sit right beside me. And I raised my hand. And he looked at me. I looked at him back. And he said, I think y'all need to let this young man talk. So he let me talk. So I asked the meeting, I asked everyone in the meeting, do we understand and know what this bill means? It was one person, Brenda Muhammad, that was on the board, a representative, that knew what this bill meant. Then my second question was, we allowed her to talk, and she told everyone in the room what the bill meant. Then my second question was, do we need to add on a bill? That this was a curriculum bill for our children. At this time in Atlanta, it was called No Child Left Behind. And I said, do we need to add on another amendment? Or do we need to keep the amendment as it is? And I voiced my opinion, and my opinion was that children do not learn all the same. I said the only way they learn the same is through the word of God. But people have different minds and opinions to slow down the procedure of them. The things that our children do in America, the Chinese children are so advanced. They 10 years advanced than a 5-year-old. The things that we do and teach our children in America, children around the world are more capable of being young men at the age of 10, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The children in Israeli and Pakistan are both are being affected by the adults not understanding and learning how to utilize morality, conduct, and fear of God. So the children get hurt. They are young with PS. What's it called? What's it called? Post-traumatic stress. They're experiencing this at a young age, and it's affecting them. And it's also affecting children around the world. Children talk. You put a Russian child, a Chinese child, American child, African child, a European child. You put them in a room, and they're gonna figure out first who knows what the other one does not know. And then what they're gonna figure out is teach me what you know. This can be entertainment. It could be a dance move. It could be some sort of education. It can be some sort of ayat or Quran verse or Bible scripture verse. It could be some type of math problem. They're so smart and they so motivate each other into learning what they know. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to tell a parent to teach your brother this or teach your sister this. They're already teaching them this. So Allah had made them in a priority form so that they can utilize a better outcome for their parents, even though the parents are not even aware of it. So it affects our children in America. It affects them to a point of view that the deaths of African American children from children killing children, or from adults killing children, it affects them. And they do talk about it. They do talk about it. My children talk about it, and I'm pretty sure other children talk about this. We have to learn as an adult to utilize our natural submission, our natural connection that God Almighty have gave us for ourselves first and to our family. Allah tells us the men, which are the leaders of the families, of the environment, of society, of nations, Allah say, first save yourself. Then he say, save yourself. He say, save yourself, then save your family from a painful torment of hell fire. If we have no decent women, we'll have no decent man. If we have no decent man, we'll have no decent children. So the process that Allah has made to us, humans, is easy. It's to follow the laws that are commanded towards us. If we have no good leadership in America, we will have no good homes. If we have no good leadership in America, our children will be our children will be taken from the street. Missing children by the numbers, and it's more than the thousands in Atlanta. It's over 500,000 children that have been missing in the streets of Atlanta, and nobody knows anything. Nobody knows nothing about these children that are being missing. It's come from poor leadership. It's come from poor mentalities. Egotistic mentalities are using the children for whatever things they're using the children for. If we look at these new homosexual men, transgender, they have modified, and this is painful to hear, but it's true and it's real. They have modified the women, the girl children, age, where they keep that child alive. They keep this when they're doing this surgery. They put the person or the male, the man that want to be a woman, they put him to sleep. They put the child to sleep, and they take out the child womb and the eggs in the womb. And they have modified the eggs in the womb for the body of a male. They put it inside of a male, and they cut off his private parts and to make it an entry so that he can impregnate himself. They are getting these organs, eggs and these wounds from children. It's the children that's being abducted. And they're using that and they're selling it on the black market for a high rate, and they're paying for it. So when we look at this situation, we have to step up on sutures. We have to step up on sutures, and we have to also find better ways to teach our own children, our own children with our own curriculum, because the European curriculum is not any good for us, and it hasn't been successfully rated good for us in America. So I strongly say that the curriculum that's being taught in these public schools need to be changed. Because it's not the crowd. Our children getting worse at these public schools, and the child got to worry about dying at school. They got to worry. They got gangs at school. The children joining gangs. The parents know nothing of the child joining the gang or being in a gang. I'm trying to start. It's called a parent watch in public schools, where we get certain funding to the parents for taking an hour or two off of work and going and monitoring their child or their children to stop these violence, the act of violence on children. And they're getting this violence not from them. They're getting this violence from YouTube, Netflix, Facebook. They're getting this violence from anyone who advertising violence so that they can be looked at as the one or the movie or what they see to create a superior mentality to their minds, and they can be inferior and inferior towards each other. They're getting this from the adults. But Allah has also made, and if you recollect this thought, these children are not the children that we grown up with. These are different children. Allah has made this generation of children fearless, meaning the parents are scared of their children. The superintendent is scared of the children. The teachers are scared of the children. The parents are scared of the children. So it has to be more and better leadership to articulate with that child's mind and to progress better education for that child so that our children can be successful. In our communities, we know that the same people that own the record companies own the jails and the juvenile systems and the adult systems. We know this. They modify this so that they can see that child ignorant mentality of a mind. A child is not ready. A child can hear a song and imitate that song. A child's mind is not even obtained having grown as an adult mind. They can talk as adults. They can do things as adults, but they are not adults. Yes, they're children. And one thing that the parents, we find that the parents are scared of, or they scared to fight back with their child, is their attitude. They scared to check that attitude and put that attitude in check. But I tell you who ain't scared. The police is not scared. Who not scared, these guards in these prisons is not scared. They will beat your child and beat that child until that child submits with a better characteristic or a better attitude.
Excuse me, I hate to cut you off, but we have another
coming
on right away, and we are 2 minutes over now.
Okay, well, thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you so much. Okay, brothers and sisters, we have to close out now. We went 2 minutes, 2 minutes over. Got Brother Rocky on a little bit late. That's why I didn't have much time. But okay, you can close out for us if you want to, Brother Rocky. Is he still there? Akbar, close out for us.
Yes, ma'am. But Akbar, you going to close out?
But whoever's going to do it, go and do it, because we run into the...
Surah Al-Kahf, which I was going to say, and you said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, verse, Surah Al-Kahf, verse 46. The wealth and children are the ornament of the life of the world. Sadaqallah, and Allah speaks the truth. Amen.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We got a rush now for the other one.
that's coming on. They're supposed to notify us. What is the name of this? Who was on that? Oh, it's about reparation. Reparation, that's what it is. But assalamu alaikum. Be safe.
Thank you.
You've got to give me the show. Wa alaikum salam. Rahmatullah. Best option. I almost forgot about it. No.